Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masech Nida Daf Samach Beis. We're going to start from Daf Samach Aleph and Mebeis towards the top, do the sugya a little bit on Samach Aleph that we didn't do yet, and then get to the sugya on Samach Beis, the sugya Shiva Sam Manim. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Beget Shavu by Klayim. If you have a garment which Klayim, Shatnez, is lost in the garment, which means that the garment is Shatnez, but you don't know where the linen thread is. For instance, if it's a wool Beget, there is one linen thread in the Beget, you don't know which one it is. Like Rashi says, if you did, you could just take it out. Or if it was obvious that it's Klayim, there would be no problem selling it to a guy. But since it's a Beget Shavu by Klayim, you have a Klayim thread, a thread that makes the chatness, for instance, a linen thread and a wool bagot, or the opposite. You can't make it as a garment for the donkey. And the reason is, if you sell it to a guy, you might resell it to a yid. Or if you use it for a medasa chamar, you might end up using it for a garment to wear. We're afraid of a takala. But you can make it a tachrichin lemeis. If you make it a tachrichin, then you won't use it. And the Gemara discusses the idea of mitzvahs betelos lasid lavay, why won't be a problem with chiyas ha-mesim, which we're not going to go into now. But what I want to discuss is Taisus Kasha, which is also in the Rosh. It's also Taisus in Avodah Zarah, and it's a Rashi at the end of Tumura, as well as other Rishainim here and in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samachay. They ask the same kasha, and they all give Berech the same teretz. Seems like it's the same teretz. The kasha is, why do you say bitul b'roiv? Particularly that the Gemara says in Tumura that if you have, let's say, a seyer nazir, you have hir of a nazir. Hir of a nazir is asur b'hana. If you weave the hir of the nazir into a beged, so the beged becomes asur b'hana. You have to burn the beged. So the Gemara says, why don't you say that the hair of the nazir, it's in the beged, it's batul b'roiv. Obviously, we don't know where it is, otherwise you'll just take out that thread. So why don't you say that it's batul b'roiv? So the Gemara says, talking about it's a davar chashuv, it's sefirta. There's a reason why it's not batul b'roiv. So you see that an ordinary thread could be batul b'roiv if it's mixed into a garment. You don't know which is the thread that's asur. See, here also you have a wool garment. You have a linen thread mixed in, you don't know which one is a linen thread. Why don't you say it's batul b'roiv? That's the Rishayim's kasha. So, Taisa says, and like I said, the same teretz you have, Berech, it seems like the same teretz, it's Rashi and Tumura, the Rosh, the Ridva, Taisa and Avodah Zarah. Now Taisa says that batul b'roiv is only when you have Isser, Me'uriv, and Heter. But Klayim, they're both Heter, and they become Asif through Teruvis, through the mixture. So Mela, the Merubah is as Asur as the Mu'at. And it's a question how exactly to understand this Svara. He starts off saying that Bitul B'roiv is only when you have Isser mixed with Heter. If it would only be those words alone, I would think that what Taisus means is that Bitul B'roiv is when you have Isser and Heter. You don't know which is the Isser and which is the Heter. And it's Raif Heter, so the Isser becomes Bittul to the Heter. Now, Shein came when both of them are Heter, they can't be Bittul. You have such a story, really, in the Ran and Nedarim Daf Nun Beis. The Ran and Nedarim Daf Nun Beis discusses the Rif. The Rif The Riv says that if you have, let's say, the case was, you have bread that was baked in an oven together with meat. So the meat, the reyach of the meat goes into the bread. So if it's nevela and shchuta, the halacha is that it's mutter. We say reyach alav milsi. But the Riv says if it's meat and bread, if it's not iser and heter, if it's meat and bread, then you're not allowed to use the bread with the milk. It's like a davish eishla matirin. If it's iser and heter, so then you say reyach alav milsi, it's batal. Mashen kain when it's meat and bread, when it's fleshless and pariv, so then there'll be a problem. You wouldn't say the meat is bottled to the bread because it's like a davishesh matirim. So the question was, but davishesh matirim, if it's mimba she'ena, mina is really bottled. But the Ran says a svara that the aside of davishesh matirim is that bittel has to have a snagdus. It has to be that the two things are opposing each other. That's what bittel is. When bittel is when you have a mixture of two opposite things, two things that are opposing each other, then you say bittel. But if the things are really on the same team, they're really the same thing, you don't say bittel. Adrabba, the meat's mechazik, the Ravi said. It's not bittel. They're not in a fight that the majority wins. They're all on the same side. So adrabba, that's not bittel. As I said, the Ran is asvara, it's arichos, and davar sheish lematirin, that the site of davishesh matirim is that there's not enough of a snagdus, he says. One's mutter, and one's going to be mutter. It's not enough of a snagdus. So there you have a chilek. If it's mimba minai, so then it's not batal, because it's not enough of a snagdus. If it's mimba she'ena minai, so even though there is some snagdus in the din, one's mutter now, one's only going to be mutter, together with the snagdus in the min, that's mimba she'ena minai, that's enough of a snagdus. It's enough of saying that it's two opposite things that could be batal. Mashen Ken, he says, when they're both mutter and ganzer now, so even mimbish she'ena minai, there's not enough of a snagdus, you wouldn't say batal. That's how he teaches the Riff. So, if you just tell me the teretz that batal is only when one's us and one's mutter, Mashen Ken, wool and linen, they're both really mutter, it's just that Teruvus is Asur, so you can't have Bittel, so I would say it's kind of such a Svara. That you can't have Bittel unless one's Asur and one's Mutter, you have a Snagdus, when they're both Mutter, so there's no Snagdus, you can't have Bittel. But you look at the Lashon of the Rishonim, even Tosfos here at the end, it seems like a different Svara. It seems like the Svara is the Nesarim al Yedei Teruvus. In other words, not the Pshat, that it's not, you don't have Isser and Heter, that it's Heter beheter. The Pshat is, it's not the Pshat that this is the Asser one and this is the, it's all one shtick Isser. That is the Isser. The Isser is the Teruvus. So you can't say Bittel. It's not a Shail. Bittel is when you have something with one din, something with another din. So Mele will be Shail Bittel, even if it's Heter beheter, it could be you'd say Bittel. As long as one is one din, one is Fleishix, one is Pariv. So you can have Bittel. But here, it's not Shaykh Bittel, because that is the Gufa Isser. The Isser is the mixture. So it's all Asser. It's not two different dinim. This is Shadness, that Shadness. There's not Shaykh Bittel Bukhlal. The Lashi Rashi in Tmur Dav Lamed Dalad, when the Gemara says that din, that the Seir Nazir should be Bottle Brave, the Gemara asks the Kasha. And Rashi Mamish asks, V'i Kasha, he says, what about the din of Begat Shavu Beklayim? Why don't you say that thread should be Bottle Brave? He said, Lav Pirchi. The beklayim layam a bittel beruba the ikir is the klayim astar elide teruvis who klayim a tegeminim erivin voishayach bittel bereiv. So he doesn't mention anything about heter beheter. He says klayim is teruvis. That is the iser. The iser is being mesarev. When you have something which is aser or whatever the case may be, something which has a din, and it becomes a sarev with something which is mutter, it doesn't have that din. So then it's shayach bittel bereiv. Vashenkein. The Isser is when you have these two things mixed, so everything becomes Asser. Not Shaykh B'chlal B'tel B'roiv B'chai Gavna. See, the Ramah in Yerideim, Simon Tzadik Tesef Kan Vav, says what would seem not like the Rif, that let's say you have milk that would fall into water, and it'll be Shishim in the water connected the milk. The Ramah says you're allowed to go and take this water that has milk in it, but it's Shishim connected the milk, and cook meat in it. Because the milk is batal. It's batal b'shishim. So the Shach says, what's the chiddush of the Ramah? The chiddush of the Ramah is that you would think Isserin had to, we know it's batal b'shishim. We know if a treif, a thing falls into a kosher pot and the shishim can egg it, it's mutter. That's it. It's totally mutter. Batal b'shishim. But maybe had to behatter, milk and water is had to behatter, maybe it wouldn't be shayich bittul b'shishim. And he says, just like you find in Simon Reish Tzadik test of Karnal, if he means our Gemara, beg a chava by client, that you don't say bittul. Kamash malam der amah, then even had to behatter you say bittul. And the Prima Gadim says, so what's takib shanin, Simon Reish Tzadik test of Karnal, if our Gemara? Zagta, because there the teruvis is an isser. That is the isser. Water and milk, there's no issur in the teruvis. So the milk has one din, the water has another din, even though they had to beheter, but the milk has a din that you can't cook meat with it. The water has a din that you could. So well, it's batal, and that's it. It has a din of the water. Now, Shane Cain, by wool and linen, it's not the pshat to have different dinim. That is a din. The wool has a din if it's mixed with linen, it's asr. The linen has a din if it's mixed with wool, it's asr. That's a din. They're mixed together, they're asr. They're all asr. L'chaya, that's the durchreid. That the Ramah, like the Shach is saying, the Ramah is the red ice that had to behet that there is bittul. Because you would think there's no bittul. You would think the pshat and reish tzamek tests have gone out. That's our Gemara, begach of the klein, means to stop because it's had to behet there. Like the Ran and the Darim that we said. The Ran and the Darim, Nathan Beis, that holds this, that says that's swear in the Rif. Kamashma, no. Kamashma, that's not the vart the reish tzamek tests have gone out. It's not the vart of begach of the klein. The vart the begach of the klein is that it all becomes on shtikis and the teruvis is the yisr. So Mela, when you don't have that, even had to bet to be batal. Abi Kivega reads nice. That, right there, that the pshan is, even by klein, you do find bittal. Let's say you have a wool fiber that got mixed in with camel hair fibers. Camel hair is not wool, you're allowed to mix that with linen, there's no din shadness. Let's say you have camel hair fibers that a wool fiber got mixed into them, so there's bittal. Even though it's heter beheter, because there's no issa teruvis. There's no issa. There's no issa of teruvis of wool with camel hair. So man, look, it's time to think. This is camel hair, which doesn't have a din shatness. This is wool, which does. It's bittul. They have different dinim, so it's batul. There's no word of heter beheter. Okay, the Rebbe Kivega says he's bothered now. The riff that Taka holds, that when you mix the reicha, the pyre of the fleshiks and the pyre of the reicha, you don't say bittul because head to the head there is no bittul like the Ran explains. So how, what does he do with the tzemer chelim and the tzemer gemalim? He vibes the tzarechin. But I'll go upon him, that's l'chayr the svar l'maskana. The Rishayim are saying the svar when it's a teruvah it says guf of the isser, it's not chayach bittul of one part of the teruvah with the other part of the teruvah. It's all one isser. Now the Rosh, who says the same teretz, Seifenot, he asks Akasha, what happened to the din of basa b'chalaf? We know that if milk falls into meat, a mishnah chul daf kufres, halacha that we all know, if the milk is batal b'shishim to the meat, so you say it's batal. Why don't you say the same problem? A beggar shavu b'klayim, even though you have a big beggar with one thread of linen, and we don't know where it is, we say it's not batal, it's a teruvah that asks this. So why don't you say the same thing with basa b'chalav? If milk falls into meat, and we have shishim in the meat, keneg in the milk, that's a shir bittul. So we say it's mutter. Why? Why don't we say that the Torah asked the teruvis? Hazak the Rosh, because basa b'chalav is a different thing, because derech bishul asher Torah. There's a tenai in basa b'chalav, if you can't taste the milk, that's not called derech bishul. Derech bishul is that you can taste the milk. If you can't taste the milk, it's missing in the Tanoi Basa B'chalav, it's not Derech Bishul. Now, L'chayr, the Taich of the Rosh is that it's B'chalav has nothing to do with Bittul. Basa B'chalav has nothing to do with Bittul. Under Abba, Bittul wouldn't work. Stam, the regular dinim of Bittul B'roiv wouldn't work by Basa B'chalav. Because since it's a Teruvah Sets Aser, they're both by themselves Mutter, and the Isser is the Teruvah, like by Shatnes, it wouldn't be Shaykh Bittul. By Basa B'chalav, it's a new heter of Derech Bishul Asher Teira. And Rabbi Kivega, and it says in Tshuva, Siman Reish Zayin, is mitzadad lefi zeh, a chiddush, that you don't say a mevalness l'chachila by Basa B'chalav. Halacha l'maisi doesn't come out that way, but it's mitzadet very stark that way, because it's not bittul. If it's a varta bittul, you have an iser, and you want it to become bittul and heter, if it fell into heter without you b'di'evit, you say bittul, but l'chatchila you're not allowed to take the iser b'mavat ma'arifu with the heter b'mavatul it. But basa b'chalav, it's not a varta bittul. That's a t'naya iser. You never made an iser b'chalav. There is no iser. So maybe there wouldn't be a problem of a meval and isra chachilu rabasa b'cholav. Isaiah is mitzadin. In the brackets there, his son writes over, he didn't write this in the tshuva, but his son writes over b'shmoy that he said this, a shtickle that's very pasig or b'kvega, very b'kvega dik a shtickle. He says like this. He says, they have a kasha like this. The Rosh answered the kasha because derech bishul asetayra. And Basa B'chalav is not al Zbittel, it's al Zderech B'shla Seter. But really, if you look at Chulun Daf Kovches, it's a Machlokes Abaye and Rav there. Abaye says, I have a Raya from this Mishnah that says that when you have Shishim Keneged the Chalav, when you have, it's not B'nois and Tam, you have Shishim Keneged the Chalav, we don't need Shishim really if you can have B'nois and Tam. So Abaye says, I have a Raya from the Mishnah that Tam Kikr is the Raisa. That means the Raisa, the Halacha is, that when you could taste something, it's not bottle. When you have Issa being Muriv and Hetter and you could taste it, it's not bottle. Tam Kikir is the Raisa. So now we understand that if you could taste it, it's Benois and Tam, you don't have Shishim, you could taste it, it's Tam Kikir, it's the Raisa, it's not bottle, that's Basa B'cholov. Mashenka, when you can't taste it, so then it's bottle. But if you're going to tell me that Tam Kikir is the Rabbanan, and Basa B'cholov is a Chiddush, Basa B'cholov is a Chiddush, normally, it will be bottle, even if it's benayis and tam. This din of chad betray bottles, even by mim b'shein emina, even when you could taste it, normally it's bottle. That we know that you need shishim, that when you could taste it, when you don't have shishim, which is the shear of tam, it's also, it's only derabanan. So then what's the pshan and basa b'chalav? A karchi can tell me it's a chiddush. The tired new chiddush of basa b'chalav. If it's a chiddush, rekta b'ayah, so then even if it's not nice and tam, it should be asir. So Abaye understands from this din that Basa B'cholav is nice and tam. Abaye said, I understand from this din that tam kicker is the Raisa. Rava was the one who answered. Then, no, really, I'll tell you tam kicker is the Rabbanan. So what's the pshat? You need nice and tam? How's the different din? Derech Bishul Asheter. If you don't taste the cholav, it's not called Derech Bishul. So Zachfekter B'kivega, the Rosh's teretz is very good according to Rava. Rava is saying that the pshat here is not bittul. The pshat here is, because derech bishul has to tell you, that's from t'naya basa b'cholav, that you need derech bishul, there has to be a ketes l'cholav. But according to Abaye, Abaye sounded like, that betzin there would be dine bittul, and the only reason why it's not bittul, is because of tam kikr, and from there he saw the tam kikr is the raisa. And Abaye said, and if not, that means normally it would be bittul, and he's just going to make a special chiddush by basa b'cholav. So who made up that chiddush should be by Neis and Tam? So Abaye is comparing Basa B'cholav to everything else. So, Kum Dais, Abaye, you have a problem. What does Abaye do with Begach Ava B'Klayim? How come Abaye holds that with Begach Ava B'Klayim, there's no din bittul? Abaye would have this problem. Because if you're going to say this svara, that whenever two things are mutter and the issues of teruvus is no din bittul, that svara should apply to basa b'cholav, even if it's not nice and tam. The only teretz the Rosh had was derech bishul asetayr, that basa b'cholav is an ayadin. If it's an ayadin, but Abaye doesn't seem to hold that way. That was Rabbi Kvega's kasha. So Zad Rabbi Kvega v'egishmak. He said, "Be'emesin, I don't understand the Rishonim's kasha. All the Rishonim asked is kasha, begich avah b'klayim, why don't you say that it's bittul?" But the Gemara, right afterwards, said, "Amar Rav Chista, Begach Ava B'Klayim, Tzoiva Yumutter." If you have a garment and there's a linen thread mixed into the wool, you could dye it and it's mutter. Why? Because when you dye it, you'll be able to tell where the wool is and where the linen is. Because wool and linen are makabel the dye; they absorb the dye completely differently, and you'll be able to tell. This is the original Shatnez test. When you dye it, you'll be able to tell which is the wool, which is the linen, because you'll be able to see the wool absorbs the dye very well, the linen does not. You'll be able to see the thread that's not absorbing the dye. So, Frecht, fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger, so what's the Rishonim's kashi say bittul? It's actually v'ri. When you have a taruvis and you could figure out which is the yisr and which is the mutter, you have to figure it out. You don't say bittul when it's actually v'ri. When you could figure out which is the yisr, which is the mutter, it's not called a taruvis. It's just actually v'ri. So maybe that's why it's not bittul. So what's the Rishonim's kashi? Rishonim's kash is like this, because right afterwards the Gemara says, "Omle Rava l'Rafim bar Papa, minole l'Sabaha." Right, Rava started asking a question. How does he know that? How does he know that it's a good test? How does he know you could test the Megan and see through dyeing it if it's good? So Gemara goes discusses it. How he knows that? Again, it's a discussion. So Rabbi Kivega, have a better teretz. How does he know it? Because if not, if the dyeing wouldn't be a good test, so why is it in a bottle? The way he knows it is, because Manushach. If you can't tell, then it's bottle. And if you could tell, then you could tell. So either way, dyeing would work. The whole reason why it's not bottle is because we have a test. How do we know we can rely on the test? Manushach, if you see that the test doesn't work, so the pshat is it's bottle. The whole reason why it's not bottle is because I have a way of telling. So what was Rava's kasha? Elamai Rava must have had a different reason why it's not bottle. And from that to Rishayim on the Chadish, that heta veheta with the issus of Taruvus, that's not bottle. But that's Rava Lishitasei. Rava could hold by Masa B'chal of Derech Mishlas Atera. But Abaya, that doesn't hold of Derech Mishlas Atera, and seems to learn by Masa B'chal that goes with the regular parameters of Mittel, Abaya could attack on the whole of the Shisayid B'chal. He could hold that even heta veheta with the issus of Taruvus is also bottle. Aye, what's the pshat and beggar shavu b'klai? The pshat and beggar shavu b'klai is because it's efshel v'rei. You're able to test it al yidei dying it. And Rishonim had a kasha because you see from Rava that that's not the reason. Because otherwise, why would Rava challenge it? If that's the whole reason why it's not bottle, so why would Rava challenge? How does he know it works? But Abaye's not meshuvah to that. Abaye can talk, oh, that's talking the reason why it's not bottle, because it's efshel v'rei al yidei tzviya, and really there is no yisayid that hat is not bottle, and Mel, that's why he doesn't have to hold a basa b'chol of derech mishal asetayr. That's a b'kivega shtickle. Now the Shach, in Simon Reish Sanik Tess, where it brings down the din of beggar shavu b'klayim, and the Shach brings the Rishonim, that the reason why it's not bottle is because it's hat to and the issue is the teruvus, like we said. So the Shach brings down the Levush. He says the Levush is very, very shver. The Levush asks the same kasha, why isn't it bottle? And he gives his own teretz. He gives a teretz because since each thread is aimed b'fnei atzmai, that's not called a taruvus, and b'meila it's not bottle. That's what the Levush says. The reason why baggage of a klayim is not bottle is because you don't have one mixture. He says, basa b'chalav, zakta, the pshat is. It's all mixed together. It's a physical combination. You can't see the milk and the meat are all together in one mix. So therefore, if you have shishim keneged the milk is considered negev b'miyutai, and it's batal. Mashenkein shatnes, every thread is separate. Every thread is separate, so it can't be batal. So frek the shach, I don't understand the levush. First of all, the Rishonim, Rashi, Taisus, the Rosh, the Ridvan, they say different pshat. They say that the pshat is, that by shatnes, you don't say bittul because each one is heter and the issur is the teruvus. If the teruvus is good for the isser, it's not shaykh bittul. And second of all, what is this svara that since each thread is separate, it's not bottal adrabah? The Rishonim start off the kasha by asking that the Gemara says in Tzmur Daf Lama Dalad that seir nazir, if a thread of seir nazir gets mixed into a garment, it becomes bottal. There also each thread is separate, right? So there's no such svara, so each thread is separate. That's the din of bittul. It's a din of bittul. It's called yavish b'yavish. You have two pieces of shkuta, one piece in a veil. Each piece of meat is separate. You don't know which one's in a veil or which one's a shkuta. So it's bittul. And by pieces of meat, you can say chaticha ruil iskabit. But in the case, it's not a chaticha ruil iskabit. So it's bittul. Even though they're all separate, that's a din of bittul of yavish b'yavish. And it's mefurish. It works that way by threads in a garment, by seyer nazir. So what's the pshat in the levush? The shach b'lai shver in the levush. So the Biskei Tshuva there brings from the Chasam Sefer, he says it's at the end of Tshuva Pei Gimel, the beginning of Tshuva Pei Hei, and the Chasam Sefer says that Avada Levush means like the Rishonim. Just the Levush is making a chilek in the Rishonim's teretz. that when you have heter with the teruvus is yissi, you don't say bittol, that's only by yavish biyavish. It's only by a teruvus, which is not a physical teruvus. It's a teruvus where each thing is separate, but the teruvus is because you don't know which one is which. And such a teruvus, when we don't know which one's us or which one's mutter and raven's mutter, so you say bittol. But when the pshat is, they're all heter, but the teruvus, they're all aser, there's not shayach bittol. But that's by yavish biyavish. But by lach balach, when it's a physical mixture, then even when it's heter beheter and the issur is the teruvus, even in such a case, if it's a physical mixture, then you say bittol. And Sam Seifish tells us to other places, which I don't understand fully what he means. Halakaponim, that's what he says. That's the yisaid. And he says, when the Yishenim asked the Kasha, the Rosh asked the Kasha, what about Basa B'cholov? And they answered, Derech Bishl HaShetera, what they mean is like this, Avad the Heter is Bittel. But in Derech Bishl HaShetera, the Torah is Mechadish, that this Svara, that when you have Heter Beheter, and this is the Teruvus, it doesn't pass Bittel, the Torah is Mechadish, that by Lach B'Lach, we're going to make an exception. By Basa B'cholov, and who would in any time the Teruvus of Lach B'Lach, will make an exception even when it's had to be had, and the teruvus is the issur, it's still considered bittul. That's it if some sefer learns up the levush. And that's what Itaka learns the Rishenim. That the chilek between basa b'cholav and shatnez essentially is like what the levush is saying. The basa b'cholav is lach b'lach. Basa b'cholav is a physical teruvus. So there we could say, even though the teruvus is the issur, but the ingredient, the milk has never been miyutai. It's gone. It's not here at all. And that type of bittul you say even by head to the head to where the teruvus is aser. Mashayin came by shatnez, where each thread is in its place. Each thread is a davar masuyim if ne'atzma. You just don't know which is which. In that case, it's still kayim the svara that since it's head to the head to and the teruvus is the aser, that's why it's not bittul. Well, come out, if you can learn this way, so Rabbi Kveg is a chiddush that he wants to say that there be no din of aim of al nisach hechila by vasa b'cholav, because it's not a vart, a bittul, it's an ayah heter of derech bishul ashtera. So it wouldn't be true, it is a vart of bittul. Derech bishul ashtera is a gilui that al kaponim balach balach, you say bittul b'chai gavna. But the Rishenim are mash that way. The Lash Rishenim is mashma like where there, B'kiveg is learning. It's an ayah din. Derech bishul ashtera is an ayah tanai. If you can't taste the milk, it's missing the tanai b'as b'chol. Has nothing to do with bittul, it's an ayah din. Now the Gemara also has a discussion about the what shatnez deraisa and what shatnez derabanan. There's a lot of pratim, but I want to go into one nekuda of the discussion. The Gemara brings Amar Avachah Breder Avyevim Meshmeid de Mezutra Haiman Derami Chuta de Kitna Beglime. Someone who has a linen thread in a wool garment Beglime de Amra, but not gay, and he pulled out the linen thread V'yodni Natik Leinatik, but he doesn't know if it came out totally or not. Shafi dami, it's mutter, why? Because it's a suffix derabanan, suffix derabanan lakula. And why isn't it shatnez deraisa? Because deraisa, it says shatnez, you need shua tovi venuz. And derabanan were geyser. And memela, here, it's mutter, because you don't know, it's a suffix derabanan. So, Ravashi asks Akasha, maybe means ay shua, ay tovi, ay nuz. And the Gemara says, hilchasakamai zutra, because since the Torah said it in one word, it sounds like you need all three. Now there's the Yisaita Sikha Machloikis, Rashi and Taisus, and the Rambam seems to be pretty much like Rashi. Rashi learns, Shua means that they're combed, they take the mass of fibers that come from the sheep, there's wool or linen, they come from the plant, there's a mass of fibers that are all tangled together, and you comb them out and smooth them, and get them, make them all smooth, that's the din of Shua. Shua means smooth, you comb them and you smooth them out. Tavi means you spin them, you take the fibers, and you spin them together, you twist them together, you spin them into a thread. And nuz, Rashi says it means it's woven. And Rashi says that shua tavi v'nuz is the form of the combination between the wool and the linen. They have to be, the fibers have to be combed together. That means all the fibers are combed together in one batch of fibers. They're spun together. You spun these fibers that are combed together. You spin together the wool and linen. It means each thread has wool and linen fibers. It's comprised of both wool and linen fibers. And then they're woven together. So here you have the thread It was woven in the garment, but it wasn't spun and it wasn't combed together. It's just a linen thread, which was separate, which is woven into the garment. That's why it's not shatan as deraisa. So Rashi's teaching shua tavi v'nuz, the form of combination of the wool and the linen, that the fibers are all combed together. That means you have all the fibers together, combed and then spun into one thread. The thread is both a wool and linen thread, and then woven together in the garment, and that's shatan is otherwise not. So Taisus asks Kamakashis. Among them, he says that the Gemara brings this raya in a number of places that since the Torah had to imat the client but tzitzis, it's a raya that without tzitzis is shatnas. So here you have a linen beged, and tchelis is wool. You have tchelis strings. They're not woven together. They're not spun together. They're not combed together. You're just tying the wool and tzitzis on the linen beged. And that's shatnas deraisa v'haraya. You need a seidah chalaisa say to say that you're allowed to have woolen tzitzis, that's tchelis, in a linen garment. So you see clearly that there is shatnas deraisa, even though they're not combed and spun together. And also he wants to know, why do we need arug for, if nuz means arug, so that we know from Yachtov. Yachtov tells you, Gemara says, if you take your shteit kifas havichiber, if you have wool and linen garments, and you sew them together with two stitches, it's a chibur. So it doesn't have to be woven together. As long as it's sewn, the wool and the linen together, that's a chibur. So Taisus says it's not the pshat. Shua tavi v'nuz does not mean together. It's not discussing the combining. It's discussing the quality of the garment. The garment has to be shua. It has to be combed. You have to take the fibers and comb them out. Tavo, you have to make them into threads. And nuz, he says, doesn't mean woven, because woven pshita. If you have threads, the only way to make threads into a garment is by weaving them. That's not the point. Nuzi says it means it's twisted. He describes the twisting that has to be done. But it's all a matter of the quality of the garment. That's the pshat in shua tavi v'nuz. Now the Rambam seems clearly to hold like Rashi, that the shua tavi v'nuz is a matter of the combination of the garment. And not only that, the Rambam seems to hold a little bit like the Hadman of the Gemara, like Ravashi's Kasha, this is Mepharshim Radois, that you can have a shatnas deraisa even without all three of them together. His lashon in the Rambam, it's an ilchus kalayim per gid alacha beis. Kevin shen eschaber at semrim and pishtim sad chibur ba'olam hareis a kalayim in a Torah. When the semrim and pishtim become combined, any type of combination, that will be kalayim in a Torah. Ketzad. Semrim pishtim shetorfen zeb zeb sha'oson. If you take wool and linen, mix them together and comb them together, for asmem levadim, you make from them felt tereilu kalayim. So this is shuel levad. You see, this is the case where you can have a garment which is not tovi v'nuz. He's also learning nuz as arug, and shua means, he says, to be shua together. And shua together, the Rambam seems to pass in shua together. Rambam clearly passes in shua together is itself kalayim. And then, tarva v'tava isim ke'echad v'arad begim itav v'zere is a kalayim. Also, he says, tavi together, tavi alone, but tavi alone, he says, is not tavi alone. I guess it's in b'chal matcha'ech beged, that all you have is spun threads, but you didn't weave them. There's a bishlaim according to Taisus. Taisus says that tavi, that nuz means something else. It means twisting, so you could have a woven beged that's not twisted. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, that's sad to say that shua, tavi and nuz are all together doesn't mean tavi alone. I mean, it's sad to say each one alone doesn't mean tavi alone. Tavi is not shaykh. It means shua alone and tavi va'arig alone. Now, that's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam clearly is saying that shua means you shua them together, and tavi v'nuz also means that you spin them together. That's the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says like this, Tafer beged shel semer b'shel pishton, afilo tafrem b'meshi. If you have a wool garment and a linen garment, and you sew them together, even if you sew them with a silk thread, Aisha tafer beged semer b'chutei pishton, I beged pishton b'chutei semer, or if you used wool threads to sew together a linen garment, or if you used linen threads to sew together a woolen garment, etc. And it goes on with a bunch of other examples. Harelu kalayim shenemar semru pishtim yachtov mikol makim kevin shenisachet nesar semru pishtim yachtov mikol makim. However, they become together. So first he says shua meaning, and he teaches shua to mean that you were sure that semru and the pishtim together You were tovei the tzemer and the pishtim together, and you were arig them together. But then, right away, he says the halacha of two completely different garments that are sewn together, even with a silk thread, or if you used linen threads to sew the helm of a wool garment, or vice versa. And he says, "Uminayin shekol yisurin elah shel teira nalacha dalet sheitzarachas of a hatir klayim betzitzis." Since you have a thing of klayim betzitzis, mechlal shechibe kazesh leibnak mitzasim in a teira. So Taisus Kasha in the Rambam is like, "Mamash like a steer min ubei." And Alacha Beis he talks about that the shua tava venuz means that the tzem and bishul combined through being shua together, tava together, nuz together. That is shua tava venuz. And then in Alacha Gimel, he talks about two completely different begadim that are sewn together. Or you just have linen threads in a wool garment and vice versa. And he says that that's klayim. And he says, you learn that from Yachdav. Mamish Taisus Kasha. And he brings the right from klayim betzitzis. So what's the pshat? So there's a teretz, bevusta, the grach al hashas seif and art, says his teretz, and really, he also says his teretz is in the Mishnah Sur Baron, in Yevamis, Simon Vav, it's mamish the same shtickel. And really, the Ikka Cheshbon of the Teretz is already in the Pirush of Leom, Mizrachi, and Rashi, and Pashas Kedoshim, on the Pasuk Beg, Klaim, Shatnes, Leal, Alecha. Mamish says the same Cheshbon, I think it means the same Teretz. But we'll say of Chaim's Nusach, the Nusach is like this. There's two dinim. There's one din of Shatnes, and another din of Yachtov. There's a din of Shatnes, where the Arab Chaim says, the side of the din Shatnes is the Beged is a Chaticha di Yisur. The Beged is a Shtik Yisur. That is the din of shatnez, and that shatnez, according to Rashi and the Rambam, have to be that it's shua yachad, tava yachad, nuz yachad, or the Rambam holds the maskona that shua yachad is good enough, and tava and nuz yachad is good enough. But the pshat is, you need that it should be one thread, or one shua, one leved, that is the din of shatnez, shua tava nuz. Now there's another din called Yachtov. That's a tzeita din. And what's that din? That's not a din in the beggar, Zakhtar Pchai. That's a din in the loivish. That when the loivish wears a beggar of tzemer and a beggar of pishtin, and the Yachtov, and they're tied together, take of shtet kifus, he's being over here to climb. But not the pshat that the beggar is a shtek isser. The pshat is a loivish is doing an isser by wearing tzemer or pishtin Yachtov. So kilu is tudin him. Like silver shatnez, shua tav v'nuz, that's a beggar that's aser, a beggar that has that iser, and there's another iser. Tzemer u'pishtim yachtov, you have separate tzemer u'pishtim, but the yachtov, that's another iser. So why do you need both dinim though? Once you have the din of yachtov, so who would ever need the din of shua tav v'nuz? So Zakhtar Chaim, the Rambam says a little vaita in Halacha Zayin, he says like this. He says, if you have iris akvasim, sha'isim em begadim, if you make begadim out of the hide of sheep, afa pisha teifin eisim v'pishtan, and you use linen threads, mutarim. Ve'en chayshin l'nimesh shel tzemek, even though there's still wool fibers, because you're using the hides of sheep, so there are wool fibers there. Afa pisha nichuchu b'chlal chud ha'pishtan, even if it becomes entwined in the thread, in the linen thread you're using to sew the garment, shetafrabay, shayibala b'miyutam, it's batal. So, fact, Chaim, what do you mean? Tzemek can't be buckle and pishtun. That's all Yisayid was saying. All the Rishayim are saying this Yisayid. That's what you learn from Beged Shavah Beklayim. That the pshat is that they both had to, and the Torah asked the Teruvus, and the male is not Shaykh Bittul. And also the Rambam understands this halacha from the fact that Tzemek Rechelon could be buckle and Tzemek Gemalim. That's different. There's no Issa Teruvus of Tzemek Rechelon and Tzemek Gemalim. So male is Tzemek Rechelon, but in Tzemek Gemalim. There's an Issa Teruvus of Venimas Tzemer with the Pishtin. So what's the pshat that it's batal? The only time you have an Issa Teruvus, a shtick Issa that counts in the Teruvus, is when you have Shua Tavi Venus. And that's the pshat in Agamara. You have here, you had here a linen thread in a wool garment, and the Gemara says when you pull it out, it's mutter, even though you're not sure if it got out totally, because there's no shua tav v'nuz, but there might be yachtov. But the teretz is that the shua tav v'nuz is the only thing that can make it, al kapanami deraisa, a shtik teruvus, a shtik klayim. that to make the goof of the chatikah disur come by day teruvus, then you say there's no bittul. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If all you need is maybe a shua or tavionos, so maybe it would become, if arug levadai would alone make it a shtik isur, so then that would be a teruvus of isur, that it wouldn't be shayach bittul. But if arug levadai alone wouldn't make it, and you have to come on to the din of yachtav, the din of yachtav is not a teruvus of isur. On the din of yachtav, you can have a din bittul. And that's why the Rambam says that since you don't have the shua tavi venuz, when you have a wool fiber that got mixed in to the linen thread that you used to sew up the garment that was made from the iris akvasim, so even if there would be an issa shatnez al tziyachtav, but that wouldn't matter, because al tziyachtav you say bittul b'rayiv. So in order to say that the pishtin is not bottled to the tzemer, you're going to have the issa of shatnez. The issa of shatnez is shua tavi venuz. You have to have the issa of shatnez, where the issa is the teruvus. The teruvus makes it one shtick issa, the begad itself is a chatichas issa, every drop that is begad is asr, because there's a teruvus here. Then you don't say bittul. But if you don't have shatnez, you don't have shua tavi venuz, so there's no chatichas issa. Now, even when they're not shua tavi venuz together, if they're just yachtav, if they're just semu pishin yachdov, they're sewn together, they're tied together. You tie the tzitzis, the woolen tzitzis on the linen garment, or you sew together a wool and linen, wool and linen garments together with the semu of meshi, with the thread of meshi, with the chud of meshi, so threads. So that's an isser on the leivish. The leivish is doing an isser. He's wearing these two yachdov, but there's no isser in the teruvis. So b'chai gavna, that you don't know where the tzemer is, you don't know where the pishtim is, you don't know where the thread is, so you'd say batel, but again, the issa of yachtav, you don't have the svara that the teruvus is the issa, it's not shayach bittul. The teruvus is not the issa. The issa is having these two things yachtav. If one of them is batel, so male, there is no issa. That's a shtickle from the Grach HaLashas, like you said, Reb Aaron says the same shtickle, and the Ikach Cheshbon already is in the Rebellion Mizrachi and Parshas Kedoshim. He doesn't realize this lumdus, that this is an issa of the teruvus, and this is an issa of yachtav, but he realizes this two dinim, there's a din of shu'at tav v'nuz, there's a din of yachtav, and a yachtav of chayach bittul. That's the teretz of Rashi and the Rambam. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan begat savua metame mishum kesem. Tanakama says that a begat savua is metame mishum kesem. Rab Nosem b'yesef v'ayme eina metame mishum kesem. Rav Nosem Yosef paskins it's not matami mishum kesem, and he says shloi tignu bigdet tzivaynim leish lahakal kismeim. The reason why they are misakim bigdet tzivaynim leish is lahakal kismeim. So Gemara says tignu. What do you mean tignu? My tekne nunu. What type of takani have to wear bigdet tzivaynim? El shloi huchu bigdet tzivaynim leish lahakal kismeim. The reason why they are matter it is lahakal kismeim. So Gemara says why would they be huchu mechal dasiri? Why would it be aser? Teretz is, because we were pulmus as passionus, they were gozo teretz was tana vele iris, and they were big shuligs, or big disivanim, and hadifik del hakal akismeyan. When there was the army, and the churbin, so male, they would have been geyser, just like they were geyser on iris, on different type of ornaments and jewelry, they also would have been geyser on big disivanim, but teretz is, but you want to be make al akismeyan. Ad kan de gemara. So, we're going to read Durcha Bissel. First, who do we paskin like? We have a machlokes here, the Tanakama, that says that Begat Savu is Tamei, and Rav Nosem Ben Yosef that says that Begat Savu is Tar. Maybe we should pass like the Tanakama, often the Tanakama is like the Rabbin. Or maybe like Rav Nosem Ben Yosef, because he brought a Rayef and the Takana. So the Rosh brings that the Ramban paskins like the Tanakama, that it's Aser. The Rambam paskins like Rav Nosem Ben Yosef, that it's Mutter. And the Rosh says, "B'ksamim shem lakel." If you have a machlekes, we go l'kula b'ksamim. It's the Rabbanah. Also, the Rashba in Teirus Abayis also passes like the Rambam, but in the Teirus Abayis the Katz, he mentions Hamach Metavel of Bracha. He also mentions that the Ravid in Bali Nefesh leaves it out completely. We don't know what the Ravid holds, but the Ramban seems to be somewhat of a Das Yachin after the Rambam, after the Rosh is Mechriya like the Rambam, and the Rashba also holds that way. So that's the psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kup Tzadik Sifyud, but the Dogim Revav on the side says the Geis Maimon, he also brings the Deyam of Rabbeinu Simcha and the Ravon, that they hold, even though they hold the Begit Savu as Tar, but they hold the Gemara is only talking about Tahares, Lagami Bailat, the Gemara wasn't discussing. So Lagami Bailat's Taka Asr. So the Dagam Vava says if the Ramban holds its Asr, because anyway, passes like the Tanakama, and the Ravan and Ubeinu Simcha hold that the Heter was only for Taharis, not for Baila, Kashal Hakal Neged Gimel Chamuri Eilam. But the Sam Sefer says, Lamaisa, Revi Shainim hold its Mutter. And he's mafalpul a lot, because what's takat of Shana Rebbeinu Simcha and the Ravan? Normally you find throughout the Masechta that they were more machma by Tyrus than by Baila. Why here would you say they're more machma by Baila than by Tyrus? We'll talk a little bit more in the next sugi of the Shiva Samamanim, Deiz Hashem, because there also you have the problem, but there it's not really a kasha like we're going to speak about. He mentions this in the Tshuva, that the din of Shiva Samamanim could be as dafka for Tyrus and not for Baila, but there is a reason for it. But Azai, it's hard to understand, why would there be more machmer? Usually there were more machmer for Taharis than for Baala. Like you find the Ace Lace was only Xerah for Taharis, but for Baala not. You find other things also. Now Sam Sefer talks about it, it's in Simon Kuf Samach Aleph. But Lameisa, Lalocha Lameisa, the Ikeb Sak is like the Shulchan Aruch Avada, like Revi Shainim, that Begit Savua is Matar Labaila. But the Sam Sefer says a very big Kiddush. The Sam Sefer says that that's only by an outside beged, because the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is saying that they would have been geyser on Big Day Tzivainim. What type of Big Day Tzivainim would they have been geyser? We're not discussing Gadim Tachtainim. That's not what part of the Gzeira. We're talking about the Begadim Elyainim. And he says, Avadi Kim Mechalot Tim Gadim Tachtainim Begadim Elyainim. So therefore, by him, it's clear that the whole heter of Beged Tzavu is dafka said on a Beged Elyon. A Beged that's Samach Lebasar, there is no heter of Big Day Tzavainim. That's a tremendous chumrah. That's like the Sam Sefer. Lamaisa, Mistimus HaPaiskim, it certainly doesn't seem that way. The Chazanish Rezereis, the Chazanish Argishtaik on the Sam Sefer, Sim Peites of Kandalit, he says, why would anyone tell you this? Everyone just says Beged Tzavu. It's a Michshel. If there's a chiluk. They also bring Rabbi Kiregam in Madura Tinyana, Simon Lamed Dalad. He's pretty clear that he didn't hold that way because he was discussing an Isha that has a Makkah by Issa Makkahim and discussing exactly how she could do the Zayin Nikiyim because it was very hard to do Bedikas. There'll be dam from the Makkah. So he mentions that she should make sure to wear Big Day Tzavainim and her sheets and all the clothing that she wears should all be Big Day Tzavainim. Al Karchach Hinem Dan, that even the Beged HaSamach Lebasar, there's a heter of Big Day Tzavainim. There's a bit of a problem with the Rambam, that the Rambam says that by Beged Tzavainim, he says that a Kesem is only if it's Lavan, but Beged Tzavainim Echayshim LeKesem, L'figach Tiknu Chachamim Shetulbash Isha Big Day Tzavainim Tel Atzilim B'Ding Sam. Therefore, Tiknu Chachamim, that she should wear Big Day Tzavainim. And Naisa Kehla Mass, it's a Pella. That's what the Braisat said, Tiknu, and the Gemara said, Man Tikninu. The Gemara says it wasn't a Tekana. It was that they were Layasru. They were Hutru. But it wasn't a Tekana. And the Rambam says the Tekana. That was a very Shvei. Now some learn the Rambam doesn't really mean a Tekana. The Rambam just means that it's like an Eitz HaTeva. He means that they encouraged it. And that's how the Ramah Paskins, the Ramah, when he brings down the din, the Mechaber brings the din of Kesem Nisa Beged to a Torah, the Ramah says, the Fichach Tilbash Isha Big Day Tzavainim Tetzilim Ksam. Therefore, she should wear it. He doesn't say Tiknu. He says she should wear it. She's encouraged to wear it. That could be what the Rambam means. Now, the reason why they weren't Geizah on Beged Tzavua, Rashi says, She'en Kesem Nikar by Kamar Adam Gomer. You don't really see the Kesem's not Nikar like Kamar Adam Gomer. So there's a Milt Staka, Simon Samach Meis, it says, if you just read the Rashi, you would say that maybe Dafka red, Beged Tzavainim means something red, which you can't really see that it's blood. And he says, and that would make sense because it says that the reason why they allowed Beged Tzavainim is because L'Hakal Alaksamim. And if you're going to say that any color is Mekal Alaksamim, so they should wear black clothes. Black clothes is certainly no Simcha. And that would be Matzah Laksamim. Elamai, black is not good enough. You need red. But the Milstaka says Lamaisa not the way. Lamaisa is Mefurish and the Rashba brings it down. Mefurish and the Rambam that says only Beged Lavan. The Rashba also says the Lashon only Beged Lavan. Mefurish and the Rambam and the Rashba that anything which is not Lavan would have the Din of Big Day Tzavainim. And he said it's really a Gemara earlier, the Gemara in the second parak that says kum in baikin oisim ela gabi matlas levana. That did a Gemara says that you only baidik with white cloth, and Rashi says she'ena karis adam nikur kima gabi matlas levana. So you see clearly if it's not white, it's not nikur. I guess it's not nikur enough. You can't really tell for sure exactly what the Maridam is. So he says the pshat must be like this. If they would say that bigdei tzivayim are usher, so no one would wear black. They wouldn't wear a drab color. They'd wear white. And then they'd have a problem with ksamim. So that's why they'll match the bigdei tzivayim, because they want to wear a pleasant color. And if they wouldn't be match the bigdei tzivayim, so then they wouldn't wear a color which anyway is a nichel nis like black. They wouldn't do it. They'd wear white. So mamela, that's why they were mat the bigdei tzivayim. But really, all tzivayim are matzalang sham. As I state in the mil tzedakah, and the chacham asadim brings it down in other peiskim. Now, there's a shikul shayl in the haintik of peiskim. I saw in the shiur shevet levi from Rav Ozna and the chodashani from Rav Nissen Karel, it said they say lemaisa a very bright color that you could see the dam just as clearly as if it were white. So even though it's colored, but if it's a very light color, they say it's the same din as white because it's just as nicker. I see other peskim, hain tig a mecharbim say no, it's a din, it has to be white. Any type of color maybe could obscure the color and you wouldn't see exactly the color of the dam. Rav Nissen Karel, it's also mentioned, I saw in the Chutshani, that it's only if it's absorbed in the cloth. If it's not absorbed in the cloth, that's not called the kesem on the beged. If the dam lemaisa could be scraped off the cloth, so that would be tame even if it's a beged tzavua. I saw about the Ashulchan was mesupik about it, and I remember that the Ber Moshe, the Debet Zinerov, also tainted such a thing, and he had a raya because it says that that a kesem shena on a dava shena makabel tumah we had before in the eighth perik is not tame like by karka ilam. Now, karka olam is not white. So if you're going to say that any time the kesem happens to be situated on a colored thing, it's tar. So why do you need to come on to ein mekabel tumah with karka olam? Typically, it's not white. Elamai, when it's on karka olam, shas, you could scrape it off. So mele, that's why whenever din a beged tzavua. It's only when it's absorbed in the cloth, then there's a din a beged tzavua. As I tie in some paiskim. There's also a shmuz brought in the Piskei Tshuva. B'kveg already brings the milt stucker, says, what if it's a striped beged? If it's a striped beged, and it's half, you have a kesem, it's the size of a gris, we know a kesem has to be a gris, it's half on a beged tzvua, half on a beged lovan, but you see it's the same kesem, is that tummy? The milt stucker, there, B'kveg brings down, holds that, no, it's not mitzvah if the pot that's in a beged tzvua, that pot doesn't have a dink samim, so you don't have a gris. But the Chavis Das and others hold that no, since it's one kesem, as long as part of the kesem is on a beged lavan, that will be called the kesem on a beged lavan. Even the Milt Staka that holds that it's not mitzdarif, he holds an interesting thing. If Lamaisa, let's say, it's a striped beged, and part of the kesem is on lavan, and part is on tzavu, and the other part's also on lavan. So between the two lavans, you have a gris. But the Shailas could be matter because it's not one kesem. If you have two ksamim, each of them are not a gris, they're not mitzdarif. That he says, no. Lamaisa, since they're all connected, it's all one piece of dam, even though part of it's on a beged tzavua, so the part of the beged tzavua is not mitzdarif to the gris, but still it's not mafsik either. If you have a gris between the two parts of the lavan, the Miltzdaka says it is tame. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shiva samanim avirim ala kesem. There's seven samamanim. Rashi says in another place, samanim means anything which is used, any type of liquid which is meant to do something. So there's seven samamanim that you have to put on the kesem, and the Mishnah specifies them and explains what they are. And it says, Tvilay, if you, table the beged v'n asa agab of tares, and you used it for tares, you touched tares, and hevra of shivus saman and voy over raise it seven hatiris teres vein tzarich lahatvul. If you put on the seven saman and it didn't change, it's stayed exactly. So then you know it's seven. So the tiris are teres, and you don't have to be tevel it. But over aishadiyam, if let's say it went away or even if it got duller, raise a kesem hatiris tmeis with tzarich lahatvul. Then it's a kesem So the Tyrus of Tmeis, and you have to be Teifel it. So Taisus brings Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tesim and Beis, that says it's a test. It's a chemical test. If you put on these seven samamanim, if it's blood, something will happen, it will definitely change. If it doesn't change at all, that's a raya that it's not blood. And you know for sure it's not blood, and that's why it's tahar. But Taisus says that the sugya is mavur not the way. He has three kashas from the sugya, then you can't learn that the test is a surefire test. Harez etzeva means it's vaday tseva, dam will definitely be over. One kash is, because the Mishnah says, hitviloiva asal gab of taris. The Mishnah starts off, let's say you were tevil the began, and afterwards you did taris, and then you did the test, and it was loyovar, so then it's taris. But what if you were never tevil to begin with? The Mishnah's mashtal bitame. But if you're going to say that the seven samanim could prove conclusively that it's seva, so even without the initial tvil it should work, why would the Mishnah say it tviloi? That's the first kasha. Second kasha is, the Gemara says that let's say you did it once, and it came out that it wasn't over at all, so now you know that it's seva, fine. Then you did it a second time, and this time it was over. So the Gemara says whatever you did after the second time, then already it's tame. And the Gemara's lashon is, Sherehik b'dolav avar. So between the first and the second one, it's tar. But after the second one, it's already tame. So Taisus asks, if you did it the first time, and you found that vaday was seva, so then it's seva. So why would it be tame after the second time? Smash, but Taisus learned up, once you did the test, so you know, if you hold the test, it's conclusive, so it's vaday seva. I went off the second time, so maybe even seven goes off after two times. You don't know how long it takes, how much it takes for seven to be there. Now, as the test is, dam definitely goes off. Seven might go off. Depends how good the seven is. That's what Taisus is naming on. So, Mela, once you did it one time, and now you know that it's seven, so how could it be tamei after the techbeis shniyah? The Aruch Haner wants to answer this particular kasha, and he's saying that Rashi is mashman, and Mishnah is already mashman that way a little bit. That fakir, it's a test both ways. If nothing happens, it's a raya seva. If something happens, it's a raya dam. So now you have a stira. So before the tyrus of before the techbeis says, even though it's dam, it's okay, like we'll discuss soon, because it's balua. But after you are makbid olav, so now it's tame. Rashi's mashmal drop different. Rashi says sher hikbid olav means that you hikbid olav b'safek gilad daite shemakbid olav b'safek dam, and it was nasir by maisa dam. Maybe it holds that you have to be chayshish dam while koponim it's exera, that since he thought it might be dam and it was nasir by maisa dam, so people might think it's dam and al koponim the only gezer mikana la'ba. Balkapana, that's Taisa's second kasha. If you're gonna say it's tar because it's vaday tseva, so even if it goes off again, why does it now become tummy? And the third kasha is, the Gemara in Amid Beis. The Gemara in Amid Beis has the machlekes, Rebbechen, and Rish Lakish. What's the din? If you have mashke that's an avatum and it's in a cheris, and the Braisa says that if the cheris went into a tanner and you were masik the tanner, so now the mashke goes out. That's what the hesek of the tanner does. So the tanner becomes tummy. So Rish Lakish said it's only when the mashke was just a shemilutum and the mashke was mashkin kalim. So then it has to go out in order to make the tanner tummy. Now shengi, if the mashke is an avatuma, so then even if it's in the chayrus, it makes the tanner tummy. That's what Rish Lakish said. Rabbi Echan says no. Rabbi Echan says if it's in the chayrus, it can't be metame the tanner. They're arguing this din of tuma belua. Tumenetz belua, it's swallowed up. It's not metame. The shaila is, if it's belua in cheres, and it could come out through being masik the tanner, is that called belua? And the Gemara says it's similar to dam being belua in a beged, and it could come out on yedei the shiva samanim. Well, let's say it can come out of the shiva samanim, and if it could come out of the shiva samanim, I think everyone's masking it's not belua. But if it can come out on yedei the shiva samanim, I guess it could come out on yedei tzfein. But that's a discussion. Is that called balua? So Rabbi Yechama has a raya to Rish Lakish. He says, you see, that when you do the shiva samanim on the dam, you see it's tar. There's a raya that the avatuma, the mashkim tmeim, that's in a kli cheres, even though it could come out of the yedei asaka, it's tar. V'harayah, because the dam, if the dam can't come out al yedei shivus amanim, it's tar, even though it could come out al yedei tzvayin. So Rish Lakish said that tumas ksamim is the rabbanan. And Rabbi Yechanan said, what about Rabbi Chiya's brayso that says you could even do it with dam anida? So Rish Lakish said, the Mishnah is all the way, the chirebi leishan Rabbi Chiya minayin loy. But al kopanim, Rabbi Yechanan asked from the Mishnah, why did Rish Lakish answer, the Mishnah is not dam anida b'chol, it's seva. What's your raya to dam anida? What's your raya that when a ava tumah is muvul in a beged or in a cheres, and it can come out easily, only al yedei hasaka or only al yedei tzvayin, what's your raya that can't be metame? The Mishnah is saying areis etzema. The Mishnah is saying b'chol adam nida. So vayta mafurish that the pshat in the Mishnah isn't that it's not dam nida. Vayta mafurish taisis the pshat in the Mishnah avada it could be it's dam nida. But taisis says and the Rishonim all learn very similarly. The Ramban and the Chiddush Eran. And the Rashi brings it, they all learn a similar pshat. That the pshat is like this. Avada, we don't know for sure that it's tseva. When it says that reis it's tseva, means it might be tseva. If you don't do the shiva samanim, then we assume it's dam. But once we say reis it's tseva, if you do the shiva samanim, so it might be tseva. So Taisa says in Nusach, so it's a svek sveka. First of all, it might be tseva. And in Tim Slaim, it's dam, it might be me'alma. So it's a svek sveka. It's a little bit shrei like the Aruch Lener asked, L'chari, it's a svek svek, it's shein echad. If it's not dam nida, what's the difference if it's tseva or if it's dam me'alma? But good, Taisa says it's a svek sveka. He can say it's a svek sveka. Shainim don't say exactly it's a svek sveka. It could be that saying that since we're dealing with the Rabbanan, we're dealing with some which is the Rabbanan, so even with a suffix, it's tar. Like when there's a tliya, it's a suffix. You have another place where the dam could have come from. Could have came from the Isha. Could have came from the place that you tell it. It's a suffix. Suffix also matur. So maybe with the shiva samanim, that makes it into a suffix. But the pshat is we're not matur with the suffix alone. Even after the shiva samanim, we're not matur with the svek svek alone like Taisa says. We don't do that. Because cheskes dam in the Isha. But with sirif, the fact that it's balua and it's not coming out of the shiva samanim, it's that balua, even if it wouldn't be dam nida. But it's mamish balua, very, very balua. It's not coming out, even on the day the shiva samanim, so but see if the two are matar. So, this is Rabbi Yechanan's kasha. In other words, it's mavur in the Mishnah that the fact that it might be tseva is not alone the reason to matar, because you see, you need a tvilai. You need a tvilai. The reason why you need a tvilai is because it wasn't always balua. When it was going into the begen, when it was still lach, it wasn't balua yet. So that's why you don't have the time of balua unless you matvel it. Once you matvel it, so then it's balua. But you see from the fact that it says a tviloi, that we don't just assume it's seva and matai without a tviloi. You need the tviloi. Because the hatter is also gebait on the fact that it's balua. But the hatter of balua alone is not enough. That's why the Mishnah says, areis et seva. Because they weren't matter als balua alone. They weren't matter with balua alone. But it says that dam nida, even dam nida vada yimavel shiva samanim vatloi. So you see, they were matter als balua alone. So Taisa says that's a chilik between before you did the shiva samanim or not. They weren't matter lemafreya als balua alone. To be matter lemafreya, to be matter even before you did the shiva samanim, when you still wanted to get it out, you were still makbid on it, you still wanted to get it out, so then, together with a svek sveka, it's mutter. If you have both taimim, say the suffix that it might be tseva, and lumaisa it didn't get out, then it's mutter even lumafreya. But if let's say you know it's not tseva, you know it's dam nida, so then, until you did the shiva samanim, you're not matter lumafreya. But my friend, you say, kol kama, you were still planning on getting it out, it's aser. But after you did the shiva samanim and nothing happened, and now you can't get it out, so now, from now on, it's tahar. So that's how Taisus and the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, That's it, he learned the sugya. Taisa has one other pshat, which Taisa Rush says, b'shem Rebbeinu Shimshon, that maybe b'chlal, harezit seva means as a din seva. Avad it's dam nida, it's a chadam nida. That would fit perfectly, that the shiva saman is b'chlal, not a test. You're not trying to prove b'chlal it's not dam nida. Avad it's dam nida. Harezit seva means the din seva. So that Rish Lakish says, because k'sam is the rabbanan. And Rabbi Yechanan says, what about dam nida vaday? But there's really no chilek Lamaisa between, if you have a suffix, it's seva. You have no suffix, it's seva. Raise it seva means the din seva. That's another pshat in the Rishaynim. But an afkumina halacha is like this. Lefi Rashi in Sanhedrin al Kopanim. Lefi the pshat that we're gonna say that a raise it seva means that it is seva, that we assume it's seva, so then it could be matta labaila. Then the shiva saman improved that she's not a nida, and she becomes mutaris labaila. But if you learn that the shiva sa'manim only work for taris, but see if the fact that it's balua, so labaila is no maila, it's balua. So labaila wouldn't work. If you learn that the shiva sa'manim only work like the Mishnah says by itviloi, so by labaila we don't have such a thing. So labaila shall be tame. So that's how kam rishayim learn, the Ramban, the Ravid and Asagis, the Rashbam, Iran, that they learn that this whole Mishnah has nothing to do with the Tyrus of Labaila. The Mishnah is only Negea to Tyrus, because the Mishnah is not saying that we know it's Seva, even Lagabe Tyrus. Only Bitsir of the fact that it's Balua and it can't come out, and even according to Rish Lakish, because by some Darabanan you'll say that. So Labaila, you don't have the Svar of Balua, so Mela, there'll be no Heter B'chal Shiva Saman. But Lamai said the Rambam, and that's what we're saying from Rashi and Sanhedrin, the Rambam holds that it works labayla. The Rambam decides to bring in lagabe tyrus in Hilchas Mishkel v'Meishav. He brings the lagabe bayla in Hilchas Yisurim be a perik tes. And the Rambam says what sounds like even a bigger chiddush. The Rambam says like this: is in perik tes halacha lamed vav kol kesem animsal a beged she'ein le b'may yidla einoy mitame ad she'yavod shuda. Any kesem that's on a beg and there's no tliya, it's not metame until you know it's dam. V'nistapik lem, shemu v'dam etzeva edayim, mavil of shiva samanim elu al seder. If you don't know if it's dam etzeva edayim, so you do the shiva samanim, and over a kein, I raise a kesem dam utmeya, v'mamut kumayashi, I raise etzeva tzayir, and he brings, then he goes through the whole shiva samanim. So mavad that the Rambam says that it works labayla. That means the shiva samanim is a test to prove that it's seva to metara labayla. So you have all of Taisus Kashi Shver. So why did the Mishnah say Lagabi Tyrus at Tviloi? And why did the Gemara say that if you did it once, and it was Loy Avar, and then you did it again and it was Avar, so after the Tachpais Shni, it's Tamei. And also had Rabbi Yechanan being a Raya to Rish Lakish from our Mishnah. If the Yisaita is a worse, because it's Tseva, so it should work without an initial tefillah, and it should work even if it's avad a second time. And Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't have any raya to Rish Lakish that a tumah that's balua is not metame. Now the Ravid asks another kash in the Rambam, because the Rambam is mashma even a bigger chiddush. The Rambam is mashma that until you know it's dam, it's tar. He says, "Ein metame sheyavod shehu dam v'im nistapik lem seydu to shiva samanim." It's mashma the Rambam, as though you would learn the Mishnah, even if it's a test, but you learn, unless you test it, you have to assume it's tameh. You need a test to prove it's tar. The Rambam is mashma fakert. It's einu metameh, it's yavad shudam. The Ravid already asked his kasha, but some want to learn the Magen Mishnah, wants to learn. No, the Rambam doesn't mean that. The Rambam just means that it's not tameh, unless you know it's dam, meaning that if there's a serious chance that it's seva, so it's lav dafka tameh. And this is how you test it, b'nei nechinami. If you don't test it, the vayli have to be afraid that maybe it's dam. And about the Eker Kash and the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah says that the pshat's like this. Tyrus, the more machmer than Baalo. So legabi the Baal, we say completely on the test that the shiva samanim, and if she passes the test, we assume it's seven, she's tar. But legabi Tyrus, we're not saying on the test. We're still chayshish, it's dam. We're only saying on the test, but see if the din of tumah balua. So the Mishnah is saying two dinim. The Mishnah is saying shiva samanim avir malakasim, that's legabi baila. And that works, period. And then the Mishnah says a tvil of asal gabav tyris, that the Mishnah starts to about tyris. That only works if you're mindful it, that only works, but see if the fact that it's balua. But the Rishonim find it a little bit dachuk. The Mekevus HaMishnah makes an interesting nekuda, he makes an interesting point. He wants to learn up the Rambam that legabe baila, we're taka matar until you know it's dumb. As once you have a suffix of tsevet, you taka tar. Like the Pashas Mashmais of the Rambam. And he says he has a raya, because the Gemara says the case that if you have the shisha samamonim, and then you did tzvain, so it's stomach. And the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchas Matami Mishka V'Meshav. He does not bring this halacha in Hilchas Yisuri Diyah. Vaisis, the Rambam holds that if you have the shisha samamonim and tzvain, legabe baila shall be tar. And come at a big nafkamina lalacha, I mean, we don't paskin like the Rambam, but this will be in the Sheet of Saram. You see, the Beis Yosef brings all this. Beis Yosef brings the machlekes Rishonim, if the Shivas Samanim help for Baila. And he says over the Sheet of Saram, that Lagabe Baila, we do Naman that it's Seva. Only Lagabe Tyrus, we need the Tzir, if that it's Bulua. And he says, but Lamaisa, we don't have the whole din of Shivas Samanim, because we don't know exactly what they are. The Gain tells through the Rashi in Shabbos that says that this thing that the Gemara says that Kaminya is Shloif Deitz, and Rashi says Lo Yisparish, so we don't know what it is. So if you don't know what it is, so we can't do it. But if you're going to learn the Rambam that as long as you don't know what it is, you could say it's Tseva, and there's a din, and that's the Mashmayis of the Mishnah. Shiva Samanim, Mavir Malakasim, you have to be Mavrit, because as you can have on it's Tseva, but you have to test it, because Zev Shilavurei. You could conclusively prove it's not Tseva Yidei to Shiva Samanim. But Kol Kami, you think it might be Tseva, it's Tar. So then, if you don't have the Shiva Samanim, it'll be Tar. And that's the Mashmayis of the Rambam, Mifrat, like the Mekevus of Mishnah's Diuk, that the Rambam doesn't bring the din of Tzvain, he brings in the Mishkev of Meshav, he doesn't bring it here. Now, Sir Yatara says like a Geshmak of Pshat in the Rambam. Sir Yatara at the end of Siman Kav Tzadik, he says like this, he says, "Benegay of the Isha, the whole shayla is a shayla of the Rabbanan. We're talking about a kesem; it's a dam beloy hargasha. She's not metame midiraisa. It's a shayla midirabbanan. The Rabbanan will makel unless you can ascertain that it's dam. If you have a shayla that's seva, the Rabbanan will makel. But legabe tyrezakta, it's a shayla of deraisa. Aye, it's dam beloy hargasha. But there's a din of makari makai metame. We have it a number of places in the Masechta. There's a din." Makar makai meitame, which means that any dam that comes from the makar, even if she doesn't make her a nida, but the dam is an avatuma like dam nida, makar makai meitame. So that answers the Rambam kamin chaymer. Legabe ishul abayla is a shayla of the Rabbanan v'tayla in tzeva. Legabe taharis, that's a shayla of the Raisa. So for the Raisa, we don't name on the tzeva, it's a suffix. We need also the tzirif of balua. Balua will make it the Rabbanan, so Mela, we say it's Balua, you need that. If it's not Oiva, they Shiva Samanim, it's Balua, so then it's not Matame, but they have to be a Tviloi, because it wasn't Balua originally, and if it ever goes out again, then from then on it will become Tame, because it's not Balua anymore, and a Berchon attack has a Raya, that Balua is not Matame. So what does Rish Lakish mean when he says, Hanachutum is Ksam is the Rabbanan? The Tari says Rish Lakish didn't learn this way, because Rish Lakish learned holds Makar Makai Meis Tar. And Rish Lakish doesn't hold of a Pshat of Balua. So Rish Lakish holds that the Pshat in the Mishnah is, well, handling Tumas Ksam Derabbanan, so Mela, there Balua works. And then Echanami Lachay, according to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah can't be talking about Labaila, because you see from the Mishnah, you need the Heter of Balua. So Lagabi Yishu Labaila, they don't have the Heter of Balua. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Makar, that there is a Heter Balua, and we paskim Makar Makai Meitame, so mainly you could say that Lagabe Yishu Labayla Stamitz Mutter. As long as it might be Tseva, because that's the Rabbanan. But Lagabe, the Tara is there, even if it's Balay Agasha, Makar Makai Meitame, that's why it's Issa Deraisa, that's why I need the Heter Balua, that's a Sijya Tara's Teretz on the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.